back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, we have some news out of Eau Claire. Those of you who live in Eau Claire or near it, you're environmentalists. You probably think you have a clean environment. Western Wisconsin, just beautiful. And it is beautiful. And Eau Claire is a beautiful area. It was just announced that Eau Claire is the latest city that is facing contamination by forever chemicals. Here's what occurred. Four municipal wells have been shut off in Eau Claire because the PFAS, that's the forever chemical levels, are higher than 20 parts per trillion, which is the required maximum. Very simply, the Republican Party is poisoning our water. They did it in Marinette, done it in Kewaunee, done it in Dane County near the airport, and it's spreading in now Eau Claire. Why do I say the Republican Party is poisoning our water? Because they have stopped the DNR from setting levels, more stringent levels on forever chemicals. They've just barred the regulation. Under the lame duck legislation, going back to that brief period that Walker stayed in office, even after he'd been beaten, they passed legislation that effectively, in a lot of things, to boil it down, said that now Voss is the governor and Voss is the attorney general, Robin Voss. They didn't say it in those terms, but basically they gave him the power of a governor, as long as he can harness his Republican caucus. His Republican caucus are sheep. Republican legislators are essentially Stepford wives and black ops, dark money androids. They are policy mules for the Republican donor cartel. And the Republican donor cartel wants to be able to dump forever chemicals in our water. And even if they ever stopped, they don't want to have any consequence for what they've done in the past, and they also do not want more stringent levels of clean water because it may expose them to more liability. And some of the laws that Voss has tried are to exempt them from even civil lawsuits by municipalities for damages. You know, what is it about the Republican Party? Why should Eau Claire have four municipal wells shut off? Why should Eau Claire have any municipal wells shut off? Why should forever chemicals be in the water? And forever chemicals, you know, forever means forever. Forever means forever. And certainly it means longer than your lifetime and your kid's lifetime. And these PFAS levels are higher than the amount, 20 parts per trillion, required by law right now. The Republicans have stopped the DNR from even examining wastewater discharge. Now, come on. Come on. What else is the DNR supposed to do? Absolutely, you want to test wastewater discharge. What kind of water is ending up in our groundwater ultimately? They can't even do it because of us, because of the Republican donors. He's a slave to the donors, and his caucus are slaves of Voss. The Republican Party is simply poisoning our water. And, you know, there are a couple of things that I always thought growing up were sacred in our state. One of them was clean water, and the other one was the University of Wisconsin. I always thought that however we may differ on taxes or however we may differ on whatever, we are united as Wisconsinites around clean water and the integrity of the University of Wisconsin. The Republican Party has morphed into a party that has attacked both. They've morphed into a party that's poisoned our water and is doing everything it can to hammer and dismantle the University of Wisconsin system by starving it of money, attacking it, trying to get rid of any programs other than training programs for business, certainly any liberal arts programs. They did that in Stevens Point, and then it got reversed. They are, frankly, a vandal force. They are a toxic virus, the Republican Party. All right, going to the lines. They're lighting up. We're going to do it in order. First one up to bat, Slammer of Madison, my friend. Thank you for calling. What's on your mind today, Slammer?
Good morning, Matt. You know, when I found out that John Nygren was stepping down, I made a very fortuitous relationship with Elijah Behnke. And Elijah has been, he came on to Outside the Pizza Box and had about 15 minutes on a Saturday morning to discuss upcoming legislation he was asked to assist in writing a bill for. I talked to another legislator, a friend of his on the Republican side, and he concurred with me that Elijah was set up by whomever asked him to write that bill. He had no idea, being a newbie, that the liability issue was the most critical component for the Republicans in writing that bill. That's why they took it out of the governor's budget. They didn't want him to have access to or hands on anything that might place liability on that particular issue to Tyco, Johnson Control manufacturer up in Marinette, if I'm understanding that correctly. So, but these guys, the new guys, are still people we can hope to work with. You know that they become Republican zombies under Robin Voss. They all toe a line. Hopeful that Dave Considine in my new district will have an opportunity to meet with Elijah about that particular issue, because, of course, Badger Arsenal has PFAS in it as well. And to me, this is really an issue of, since a lot of this stuff is military contracts through X Field, don't know just exactly what's going on up in the Eau Claire lacrosse area.
You're making good points. Let me just interject to put some context in what you're saying. You know, up in Marinette, you're talking about Tyco. This is firefighter foam, you know, and yeah, you do need foam if an airplane is on fire as it lands and all that. But you have got to do one of two things: find a foam that doesn't contain forever chemicals in it, or number two, do it in such a contained area of an airstrip that it doesn't leach into the groundwater. And Marinette's water has been poisoned. It's been poisoned, and they are drinking bottled water up there. And you're talking about the airport in Madison, Dane County. That's exactly right. It was firefighter foam. But the point of the matter is, how did it get to Eau Claire? All right. In Kewaunee, it's CAFOs, concentrated animal feeding operations, you know, 5,000 cows, the manure from them going in. The Republican Party is stopping any efforts to use modern technology to stop the poisoning of our water, to stop the introduction of forever chemicals. And when forever chemicals get in the groundwater moves very slowly and it doesn't clean itself over a long period of time. Animals will drink this. They'll eat vegetation that had been nourished by this water. Eventually, you're going to find it in meat. We stand for clean water, and the Republican Party is poisoning our water. And you make some good points about some of the issues, like municipal ability to sue these people for damages. But damages are all well and good. But you know something? I don't want it to happen at all going forward. And the Republican Party is standing in the way. Thanks for calling, Slammer, as always. Bill of Oconomowoc, you're up next. Thank you, my friend. What's on your mind today, Bill of Oconomowoc?
Matt, I love the last call, and I also like your topic about Robin Voss and how he's strong-arming away from environmental protection, and he doesn't care about the wells. Of course he doesn't, because he has an agenda, and his agenda is who feeds his wallet. And we all know that. But there is one way to really expose these people for who they are. They hated this critical race concept in the schools. I've often thought, this doesn't even bring up cost. I've thought about this before. With our electrical technology, we ought to have a class in all high schools, all public high schools of Wisconsin government, so the kids learn, and it's live. It's right there. The kids take notes. They, you know, discuss it, talk about it, see what's going on. I guarantee you, if the Republicans even had a whiff of that going on, they would just go BS crazy. I don't want to swear on the thing, but I understand how they think. And if they were told, hey, the kids all over Wisconsin high school are going to be watching you guys, and they're going to be discussing what you do, they would just lose it. We have to create a media, and this kind of ties in with Trudy and the station. I heard the other day they're looking for some funding. I think 1510 needs to come out with a fund drive of exactly how much they need. I was trying to talk to Trudy about this a few times. We got to keep this fuel. We got to keep this fire burning. And we have to teach people move to Wisconsin for one reason. Our natural resources, that's our biggest economic developer. And Voss is behind the curtain, you know, changing all this. We expose them, they're through. So again, thank you for what you do. And let's keep exposing these people. They have no business being in our state government. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Bill. As always, very, very well said. And, you know, you raise a point, a good point that hasn't been emphasized enough. Take a look at education. You know, when you have somebody, when they're educated by 18, in other words, they've been through high school and grade school, whatever their future plans, they're somewhat formed. I mean, what they know and what they think and so is beginning to be formed. They need full information. Civics in general and Wisconsin history and Wisconsin, you know, how the legislature works, the division of powers and all that is not taught. Take New Jersey. New Jersey has a law that says New Jersey history has to be taught, even back to the Lenape Indians in New Jersey. But Wisconsin, I think that frequently slips through the crack. You know, how is a legislature, what is gerrymandering? How can the dominant caucus pass anything it wants? What are the functions of political contributions? What does it take for the governor to veto? What does it take for them to override the veto? What is the line item veto, the Vanna White veto? What can the judiciary do? What is the Wisconsin Constitution? A lot of people don't know this stuff. They don't study it in high school. They should study it in high school. Frankly, I think you could give a civics course geared towards middle school and grade school, and then also one in high school. So they come out, they know. People that listen to this program and other programs, whether or not you agree with me, understand the machinations of government and what can be done and how democracy can slip away. And you're absolutely right. And what Voss has done through that lame duck legislation and a compliant Republican Wisconsin Supreme Court has given himself gubernatorial and attorney general powers. Very, very dangerous to democracy, and it's poisoning our water. Bill, thanks a lot for calling. As always, going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. I roll over Beethoven. I roll over Beethoven.